Next patient is Jennifer Ergel. I'm sorry, Engel. E-N-G-E-L. Jennifer Engel. E-N-G-E-L. Their birth is 3/21/92. Your visit is 4/9/26. Please make a copy for the primary physician. Next paragraph, chief complaint is recurrent sinusitis and post nasal drip. And next paragraph. History present illness. This is a 34-year-old female who has had a history of polyangiitis. Granulomatosis with polyangiitis. Has been evaluated at the Mayo Clinic and also has been evaluated by an ENT specialist who has done biopsies of her posterior nostril and sinus areas. The patient also apparently had right upper and lower extremity weakness in February this year, for which she went to the emergency room and had a complete workup and neuro evaluation period. The patient has had extensive labs and workup for possible collagen vascular disorder. And no absolute diagnosis has been arrived at. She presently has an occasional cough, post-nasal drip, nasal obstruction with secretions and sinusitis, but no fevers or chills. She does have episodes of Raynaud's for lower extremities. And the patient states she has lost some weight. Next paragraph, past history. The patient past history has included history for vestibulitis, recurrent sinusitis, and has had biopsy of the sinus mucosa. She has had staph infection of the nose. And she has a pelvic cyst. Next, let's see. She has been treated for MRSA. Next, allergies to latex. Next, habits of patient denies smoking, no alcohol use. She has been exposed to secondhand smoke. She works as a medical office manager. Next paragraph. Family history, father in good health and mother also has been in good health with no medical issues. Next paragraph. System review, the patient has had weight loss, fatigue, and fever. Glaucoma, but had double vision. She has vertigo, hoarseness, sore throat, and nosebleeds. She has blood in the urine. And she also has eczema and shortness of breath, wheezing and cough. She has abdominal pains, nausea, reflux. And no heartburn. Yeah, she has palpitations and no leg swelling, no depression or anxiety. She has easy bruising and large glands. The joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has seizures, headaches, and numbness of the extremities. And she has skin rash with itching. Next, medalist, none at the present time. Next, physical exam. This is a thinly built young female, no acute distress. Blood pressure 128/80. Pulse is 90. First patient is 18. Temperature 98.1, weight is 107, saturation 98. HG and Vietnam's phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Nasal mucosa is edematous and erythematous. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Breath sounds diminished at the periphery with no wheezes, no crackles. Heart, the onset of regular S1 and S2. No murmur, no S3. The abdomen soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. No edema, no lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus, but no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves, grossly intact. Skin knowledge is noted. Next paragraph. Breast number 1. Recurrent sinusitis number 2. Possible granulomatous. Angiitis. Number 3 is possible mixed collagen disorder. And number 4, rule out interstitial lung disease. And the next paragraph, plan the patient out. Has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with ABGs and lung volumes. Should also get a follow-up chest CT in 3 months. And she will get a CBC sed rate. ANA panel, RA factor, anti-DNA, and C anchor, P anchor, and also status for sorry, also got anti-DNA antibodies and Sjogren's antibody and SCL70 antibody and centromere B antibody and complement levels. The patient will use albuterol and calotropas PRN. So the best to see a rheumatologist for follow-up. I also advised to come in here for follow-up in 8 weeks. I'm sorry, in 1 month. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for the primary physician, please.